Either way to safety. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Ukrainian civilians trapped for weeks in a steel plant in the battered city of Mariupol are being evacuated.
Slowly emerging from the rubble of the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, where they have been trapped for weeks, dozens of civilians, mostly women and children, saw sunlight for the first time in days, evacuating on buses organized by the United Nations and Red Cross. Other civilians, stranded in the war-torn city, got out in battered vehicles, with tearful reunions as they arrived safely in Zaporizhia, 140 miles away. Hundreds of civilians and soldiers remain inside the plant, the last remaining stronghold of Ukrainian forces in the city.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Kyiv. The Russian military claims 69 people came out of the plant, chose to be evacuated to Ukraine-controlled territories, while 57 others asked to stay in areas under Russian control. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has condemned as sickening Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's anti-Semitic comments about the Ukraine invasion, adding that Russia is fooling no one by trying to justify its invasion of Ukraine with what he called a deranged conspiracy theory against the Jewish people. Over the weekend, Lavrov said in an interview on Italian TV that Russia invaded Ukraine to denazify the country and suggested Jewish people are the biggest anti-Semites. During today's White House press briefing, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if the U.S. is fighting a proxy war with Russia.
This is a war between Russia and Ukraine. NATO is not involved. The United States is not fighting this war.
President Biden had said many times no U.S. troops will be on the ground in Ukraine. A judge in Oklahoma has ruled that a lawsuit that seeks reparations for survivors and descendants of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre can proceed. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The former Fort Worth officer accused of murder for killing a black woman in her home was trying to get his trial moved to another county.
Attorneys for former officer Aaron Dean played news clips and highlighted coverage of a Tatiana Jefferson's killing, insisting their client can't get a fair trial in Tarrant County, Texas. Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew at her mother's house in 2019. A neighbor called police, though, out of concern over a door that had been left open at the house. Officer Dean and another officer responded. Body camera footage shows Dean going around the back of the home and shooting through a window after ordering Jefferson to show her hands. He also apparently never announced that he was an officer. Jefferson was armed. Her nephew said she got a gun after hearing noises around the house. If the trial is not moved, jury selection is set to begin May 9th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
As Americans begin planning their Memorial Day barbecues, the price of meat is surging.
Frank Ottominelli, owner of butcher shop Ottominelli & Sons, says he had to increase prices by 5 to 10% as nationally prices for beef and veal are surging 16% higher than last year.
It was hard because, you know, we're very sensitive to, you know, what's going on, the economy, a lot of people just going back to work.
The USDA revised its estimates for food prices through the end of the year, projecting more increases. Beef and veal prices expected to rise an additional 6 to 7%. Pork between 4 and 5%. Lydia Hu, Fox News.
The European Union is moving closer to an antitrust case against Apple, saying it believes the company has abused its dominant position by limiting access to rivals of Apple Pay. The European Commission's preliminary view is Apple is restricting competition by preventing mobile wallet app developers from accessing the necessary hardware and software on its devices. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.